And welcome back to the Tom Abraham Show. We're broadcasting today live down here at the Sports Grill across from the Somme Center in the beautiful downtown Hilton for Hockey Night in Nashville. And, you know, a lot of the town is still buzzing. In fact, the entire SEC still buzzing about the game Vandy played a couple of nights ago against Kentucky. And we are joined now by Vanderbilt head coach Kevin Stallings. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic, Coach. And, you know, I know you like to just turn a page and look ahead as payback week, as I like to call it, as continues here. You got Florida coming up on Saturday. But I need to go back a couple of days just to talk about that a little bit and get your impressions. At what point in time watching that game unfold did you just say, oh, okay, this is one of those kind of games, no matter what I do, these kids are just on tonight?
Well, I think that at halftime I was still concerned that even though we were up 30, which is kind of crazy, I was still concerned that they could come out and play a great second half and make it a game and that sort of thing. But when we started the second half, I think we had a 14-3 run to start the second half to go. I think the score was 55-14 at that point. I started feeling pretty secure that maybe we could win. So it was certainly a good night for us and a tough night for them. But I was really proud of the way our team played.
You're reading from the book of Lou Holtz there now. You felt comfortable once you got up 40 in the second half. It was amazing to see. And what was really amazing was to see A.J. Ogilvie announce that he now was here and ready to play physical basketball in the SEC. And, you know, it was something that you must have seen coming, that it was going to happen. But, you know, people were a little bit concerned. And then all of a sudden, man, he just took over. And if he's going to play that kind of basketball, then I think you guys are in really good shape.
Well, you know, A.J. is a real integral part of what we do. And he had a couple of weeks there where he was under the weather and not feeling well and wouldn't complain about it. But he was far less than 100%, I think, for a stretch. And so I think right now he's just getting his conditioning back and starting to feel better. And he certainly played a great game the other night. But he's played a couple of good games in a row. He was good at South Carolina. And so if he plays well, then that's certainly going to help our team.
He's a great foul shooter and, of course, had those problems at the end of the game at South Carolina and then clanked that first one in the game against Kentucky. But then he goes 9 of 10 the rest of the way from the line and gets that stroke back. What do you say to a kid that you know is a good foul shooter when something like that happens and he just gets in that – it's like a golfer getting the shanks?
Yeah, just don't worry about it. Just keep shooting them, follow through. Make sure you stay with your mechanics and your routine and you know, the ball is going to go in for him. His mechanics are too good and his touch is good. So he's, you know, he may have a bad game here and there from the foul line, but he's not going to have bad seasons because, again, he's too mechanically sound and his touch is really good.
Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings joining us here on the LastMinuteGolfer.com hotline. And coach, you kind of were on the other end of a similar type of deal, not clearly as bad as that, but a similar start when you guys went down to Gainesville last time. And now you get these guys coming into your building. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are going into this game coming up.
Well, Florida's a very good team, and they do a lot of things that are problematic, you know, from the way they play defense to the way they play offense. I mean, they're just a good team, and they have one of the best young players in the league, and Nick Calathes, and one of the best big guys in the league, and Maurice Spates. And so they can shoot threes. They drive the ball to the basket and get fouled. They've got a post-up game. They do a better job than anybody in the league of using screen rolls, and so they're a big challenge, but hopefully we're playing a little better than we were playing the first time we played them, and we'll hopefully play a better game. But you're right, we got on the wrong end of one of those games like we had on Tuesday night, and it wasn't much fun the first half down there.
Of course, you get that leadership from a guy like Shane Foster, who's giving you 20 points, 19 points a game anyway. And he is just, I mean, almost 46% from three-point land. It's just unbelievable how well he's shooting the three right now. And he keeps coming up with those big shots when you need him. But I would imagine for a guy like that, especially when coming off of the bad night that you had the last time with Florida, that there's a lot of leadership coming from that guy. You don't have to say it as much when you got guys like that in the room. They know what's at stake Saturday.
Well, not only Shane, but Ross and Red. I mean, all of our seniors have been really good from a leadership standpoint for us. So I think that they know what happened. They experienced it, and we talked about it, and hopefully we've gotten better from it. But you certainly have that in the back of your mind, and you hope that you can play better this time around. But if anything, it's you use it a little bit as motivation. But other than that, the last game's not going to affect this game. We've got to go out and play good basketball. We've got to figure out a way to outplay Florida and out execute them. And we didn't do that in the first game, and that's going to be a big challenge for us this time around.
You still get then Georgia coming in next week, and then Tennessee coming in on the 26th. So the I hate to say the tough spot in the schedule, but certainly that road, starting out with that road schedule that you had in the SEC, that's about as rough as anybody has had it. The flip side, though, is now when you get some home cooking here and get these guys coming into your building one right after the other.
Well, it certainly is good to have the schedule coming back to us, and that's you know that when you open up with six of your first nine on the road, it's got to come back to you at some point. And so hopefully the schedule's coming back to us now a little bit. But the key thing with that is you have to take advantage of it. It doesn't do you any good for the schedule to come back to you if you don't take advantage of it. We got off to a good start in this little homestand here that we've got on Tuesday night against Kentucky. And obviously it's very critical for us to continue that type of play Saturday against Florida.
Kevin Stallings joining us on the Last Minute Golfer.com hotline. And Coach, when you look at the way the league has fallen out, you look at last night the way Tennessee took out Arkansas, and they're leading the West going into that game. Anyway, they were leading the West. This Eastern Division is a league in and of itself. I mean, between yourselves and, of course, Tennessee, Kentucky is still going to play good basketball, and, of course, there's the defending champions with the Florida Gators. The division is unbelievable. It almost seems lopsided to the East right now in the entire league.
Well, I think that there's a pretty clear-cut advantage in terms of wins and losses between the East and the West, but the bottom line is that both sides are good, and Tennessee is certainly separating themselves from everyone at this point, and so I think everybody's just sort of chasing them, but again, the West has some good teams, maybe not quite as many this year as we have. I think we don't have a bad team in the league, but obviously the strongest teams, the strongest division seemingly right now is the East, and you're right, it's like a league in and to itself, very, very difficult, probably the most difficult division in college basketball, but it's thrilling to play in it and to coach in it because you're going to get the best that college basketball has to offer every night.
Now, I know you feel like if you get a one-point win over Florida, you're happy with that, but, I mean, after a 40-point win, if you win by 20, it's got to feel like it was a squeaker, right?
No, we'll take that one-point victory. You're exactly right. They don't ask you how, it's just how many, and so Well, we'd just like to get a victory in any way that we can, and again, those blowout games, they happen, but they're not, it's not the norm. That's usually the exception, and so again, for us, it's just about playing good basketball. We played well on Tuesday night, and that was combined with a night, obviously, where Kentucky was off, so that's what happens in those occasions where one team is really on, the other team is off. You get a little bit of that snowball effect, and like I said, we've been on both sides of it, so hopefully we can continue to play well, and that's what we've got to focus on and concentrate our energies on.
Well, on a personal note, I'm looking forward to making my first appearance or first trip down there to Memorial and catching a game down there for the first time since I got to town, and it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday, so keep up the good roll here, and we look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. That is Coach Kevin Stallings joining us here on the LastMinuteGolfer.com hotline. When we come back, we'll get the phone lines opened up again. I am Tom Abraham. We are live at the Sports Grill in the beautiful Hilton right here on ESPN 106.7 The Fan.